This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa sallallahu wa sallama ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My beloved brothers and sisters, if we think of where we were more than a year before we were born, we would realize that in Surah Yasin, Allah Almighty makes mention of it in a way that brings about reality of where we came from. And Allah has mentioned it in such wording that He asks us a question as to why pride overtakes us, why sometimes we become argumentative and we forget where we came from and where we are heading. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Does man not see that we created him from a droplet of semen? Droplet of semen. Every one of us, as handsome as we think we are, as pretty as you might think you may be, as powerful, as solid, as intelligent, as wealthy, as whatever else you think you are, Allah reminds you of how it started. And Allah Almighty says, don't forget, does man not see, al-insan, does man not see that we created him from a droplet? And then Allah says, and now suddenly you find man so argumentative. But the worst is not you and me arguing about anything worldly, but man argues about his Lord, about Allah. People are in doubt as to where they came from. The other day, I made mention of something interesting and someone told me, I never looked at it that way, but I was also one of those. I got sent a message. What did I say? If we came about, coincidentally, the question is, why did that coincidence only happen once? That's it. It happened long time ago, once. If it was really coincidence, it would have happened coincidentally, a few times at least. But no, subhanallah, rabbil alameen. Simple response, they don't have an answer. So it can't be something coincidental. Allah created us, He fashioned us, He gave us our identities. I bring to your attention something unique from the beginning of the first of our species to the end of the last of our species. Every one of us is different. Identity is different. Your thumbprint is different. Every finger of yours is different. Your iris is different. Your DNA is different. Not just humankind, but every single creature of Allah is unique. Subhanallah. Every animal, every bird is totally unique. It has its own unique identity. Think of that. It can never be mixed. Some of the scholars say that this uniqueness of identity is evidence that there is going to be a day of reckoning and Allah will hold you to account. There won't be a mistake. It's you, it's you. You can't say, maybe, look alike. We are living in an age of artificial intelligence. Earlier today, someone sent me a clip with me speaking, but it was not me. I didn't ever say those words. I never ever had that conversation with this person. Never. And I promise you, the voice was almost identical to mine. And we're living in an age where, as much as you might say, wow, or some might say, subhanallah, in reality, it opens a very dangerous door. People can put into your mouth what you never ever said, but it's your voice. And it's your face, and your lips are moving according to what you're saying, but you never said it, and it was never there, and it didn't ever happen. Wallahi, we're living in this age. Those of you who might know about AI and artificial intelligence, and that must be the bulk of us, it is very scary. As much as we're excited, it can be used in a good way. But the hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, comes to mind that one of the signs of the hour shall be that the truth will be considered false and the false will be considered true. Here we are. People will argue that this is the fact. We saw with our eyes, but your eyes have deceived you. We heard with our ears, but your ears have deceived you. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, we are living in an age of technological advancement, and every day as we breathe, technology is advancing. We have to keep abreast because we've got to know what's going on. Because if we don't, the generations to come, what will happen? People will use the same technology we shied away from to turn them away from the deen. And you would not have had a mechanism in place to teach them the deen from those particular platforms. So if you have concern of the generations to come, you will try to look into what this technology is all about and how it is being used by our own children and endeavor to improve the way they are using it. This is why we say there are two schools of thought. One tells you don't embrace this technology at all, throw it aside. Simple, perhaps it is a safer way. But impractical because translated on the ground, 99.9% of the people cannot do that. Face facts. The next school is to say, every piece of technology that has come into existence and everything that is new that came into existence can be used just like a knife in a good way or a bad way. You can make things halal with a knife. In fact, without that knife, you can't really make certain things halal. And the same knife is used by some to perpetrate crimes. They shall be held accountable. And that's why Allah says in the same surah we read this evening, Surah Yasin, that accountability is such that you cannot run away from it. Moments ago I said your identity is evidence that Allah is going to hold you responsible. Here in Surah Yasin, Allah says, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. You're standing in front of Allah. Let me put you into the picture. Allah speaks to everyone at one time. A unique personalized discussion straight with you. And at that very moment, every creature of Allah can be spoken to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you would think to yourself, I'm the only one being spoken to, subhanallah. When Allah speaks, the furthest hears it as clearly as the nearest. That's Allah speaking. How the accounts will happen on the day of judgment. Remember, Allah doesn't need to do you one by one, subhanallah. Allah is the creator. It's you and I who cannot multitask. For Allah, there is nothing impossible. Imagine, the other day I was talking to someone about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to everyone at one time, uniquely, with a unique discussion. And I was saying, you know what? The multitasking that we have today is such that humankind cannot cope with more than two or three things. You are a big expert, perhaps three or four things. But you have so many windows open on your phone. So many things are happening all at once. May Allah Almighty make it easy for us. May Allah Almighty grant us ease on the day of Qiyamah. Here is Surah Yasin. Allah says, on that day, if you don't want to own up as to what you've done, we have witnesses. Who are the witnesses who are going to bear witness against you? To start off with, your own limbs and organs. Your own limbs and organs are going to bear witness against you. Look at your hand and tell yourself, you know, I've done really nasty things with this hand. May Allah forgive all of us. And my hands are going to speak. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ
وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
On that day, Allah says, we will seal the mouths. You don't need to speak. You don't want to speak? Don't speak. Your hands will start speaking. How? In a way that Allah knows. Start speaking. Bearing witness against who? Against you. And your legs will start bearing witness, the Quran says in Surah Yasin. And we read those verses tonight. Your legs will bear witness about what you earned, where you went, what you did, everything. But I tell you, the good news is when you seek the forgiveness of Allah, not only do your limbs and your organs forget what happened, but even the angels forget what happened. That's the mercy of Allah. So don't lose hope. As much as we remind you of how severe that day will be, we must remind you of the hope in the mercy of Allah. He's most forgiving, most merciful. Turn to Allah.
وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا.
On that day, the criminals will say, when their skins bear witness against them, they will address their skins and say, hey, why did you bear witness against us, against me? You know, it's us here, my skin, isn't it? Not your skin. It belonged to Allah from the very beginning.
قَالُوا أَنطَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah says that the skin will say, Allah gave us the ability to speak. The one who gives and who has given everything the ability to speak, and He created you from the very beginning. In the first place, Allah made you. So if you think your skin is yours, it's actually like a policeman. That's what it is. You think your mouth is yours, it will probably be reminding you within your deeper conscience to say, please don't utter these words you're about to utter. And you still come out with an F in Ramadan. May Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. Those are words, young people and old. The F word is now part of language. How? Change it. It's Ramadan. Make a promise to Allah. These are the most powerful nights of the entire year. You may never see them again. May Allah grant us the ability to see them. But who knows? We hear of a death. 21-year-old. Allah grant him Jannah. I think in your own community, if I'm not mistaken. Allah grant him Jannah and make it easy for his family. No one would have expected that. But the unexpected is expected for a mu'min. Because Allah says when your time comes, nothing's going to change that. Prepare for it. Allah tells you, oh man, don't become argumentative. Don't argue. You are told about your Lord who made you. You are told to worship your Maker. The beginning of tonight's recitations, we started off by mentioning the man that's mentioned in Yasin, Surah Yasin. What did he say? He came to his people and he says, oh my people, follow the messengers. They ask of you no wealth, no money. They are not even, if you look at it, calling towards themselves. They are calling towards the Maker. What is wrong in a message where someone comes to you and tells you, worship your Maker alone? Say, oh my Maker, you are the greatest. Oh my Maker, you are the only one who is owed any act of worship. Oh my Maker, I'm going to put my head on the ground for you. Oh my Maker, I will never render any act of worship to anyone or anything besides you, because you made me. That's the meaning of La ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship besides the one worshipped one who made you and I, Allah. That's it. Would you ever imagine putting your head on the ground for anyone or anything else? No chance. As a believer, as a mu'min who grew up with iman, or who tasted iman and faith, or who turned towards iman and faith, no chance that we would ever render an act of worship. Because that's the whole kalima, as we say, the shahada. I bear witness there is none worthy of worship, which means no act of worship is going to be rendered to anyone besides Allah. Can there be anything wrong in that? And indeed, we bear witness that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are The reminders that Allah presents in the Quran, in this evening's verses we heard the names of all the prophets, and Allah speaks about how He blessed them and protected them one by one. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ Nuh alayhi salam, Allah says, we saved him and his family from the tremendous punishment, from the hardship that was tremendous. We saved him. Who? Nuh alayhi salam. Allah says,
وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ
Indeed, we have favored Musa and Harun. May peace be upon them. They were favored. What was the favor? Number one, they were believers in Allah. Number two, they were chosen by Allah to be prophets. Number three, no matter what the Pharaoh tried, they were saved. Subhanallah. Number four, no matter what their people said, because their people were not easygoing, probably some of the most difficult people as mentioned in the Quran. And Allah saved them. And at the end of the day, what happened? Even though they were prophets of Allah, they went through challenges, but they thanked Allah. They were showing gratitude to Allah. Allah makes mention of Lut alayhi salam. His people harassed him. From amongst his people, there was hardly anyone who had even listened to what he had to say and obeyed. But it was still a successful mission in the eyes of Allah, because Allah planned it that way. The lesson is for us. We are seated here centuries later. Ask yourself, has Allah not favored you? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, when you worship Allah, you are only worshiping Allah by His permission. So thank Him. Your heart has inclined towards coming to the masjid or towards doing the right thing. That's why you are doing it. And who is the incliner of the hearts? Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. A dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, the turner of the hearts, turn our hearts towards this deed. Oh Allah, the strengthener of the hearts, strengthen our hearts upon this deen. That was the dua of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who's controlling the hearts? Ask Allah for guidance. He will guide you. Search for the guidance. Allah will guide you. But if you're not serious about it, if you're not making an effort and you're not disciplined and you're not trying and you're not looking in a proper, sincere manner, how do you expect guidance? Nobody on earth who has searched for guidance sincerely has been left astray by Allah.
وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا
Those who have strived to come towards us or in our cause, we will definitely guide them to our paths. So we need to be sincere. When you are seeking the forgiveness of Allah, be sincere. If you have fallen in the same sin again, for as long as you are genuine, Allah will grant you the tawfiq and the acceptance to repent a second time and a third time. You are a human, so am I. We have human traits. We have human weaknesses. We have inclinations. Inclinations towards what? Allah tells you that shaitan beautifies certain things that are haram. All of those things, you can actually discipline yourself and open a halal door to do the bulk of it. For example,
زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ
And Allah continues. Allah says, it has been made beautified to man, shaitan. And at the same time, it's a tightrope, because man is generally inclined towards the opposite sex. Allah says that's nature. And shaitan comes and make you want to do it in the wrong way and beautifies it for you and says, no, come, let's go. And Allah says, take it with discipline, take it with honor, take it with respect, do it properly. Make sure you are disciplined and make sure it is regularized in a proper way. If you cannot regularize it, block it, stop it, close it. We will reward you for abstaining. Allahu Akbar. You really want something you can't have because it belongs to someone else. Leave it. Don't steal. Don't pinch. Don't rob. Don't commit adultery. When you held back, guess what? Allah says, we watched you. We rewarded you. Which Lord is going to reward you for just abstaining? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I just held myself back. Do you know in Ramadan when you're fasting, every time you feel for food and you remember Allah, your reward is increased. Subhanallah. Because not all the fasts are the same. Sometimes in the afternoons, you get a little bit thirsty, you look at the water, and for the sake of Allah, you just smile and you say, I'm fasting. Imagine. The hadith tells you that even if someone comes about and tries to abuse you and instigate your anger or whatever it may be, you just answer them, I'm fasting. Allah rewards you for that. I abstained. Inni sa'im. I'm fasting. If we are taught this and Allah rewards us for abstaining from sin, guess what Allah says to us through the blessed lips of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When you plan to do a sin, Allah doesn't write it against your name yet. It's a plan. Shaitan tampering with you. You plan to do the sin. If you did not do it and did not execute it because you were conscious of Allah, Allah says, we write for you a reward. Depending on how strong that was and how difficult it was for you to abstain, the reward is greater. Subhanallah. It was so easy for me to commit this sin. I was so tempted. It was really dangling in front of me. And guess what? I just turned back and I said, Allahu Akbar, oh Allah, protect me. Walked away. Allah says, we grant you nur in this world, a light. A light that will only be noticed by others with a similar light. We grant you a nur on the day of judgment. Why? You stayed away from something for us. For us. You could have done it. What was stopping you? Nothing besides Allah. There was a rule in place by Allah. You didn't question it. You didn't justify. But you just said, you know what? Allah said no, it's a no. And on top of that, you may earn Jannah simply because you did something for the sake of Allah. And then if you fell into the sin, do you know that for a period of time, still it's not written. The pen is just being held by the angels, but they are instructed to hold. Perhaps my worshipper may seek forgiveness. If he does seek forgiveness quickly, don't even write it. That's the mercy of Allah. That's why the Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Those who have committed immorality, transgressed against themselves, if they remember Allah and seek forgiveness and do not continue doing those bad things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who will forgive their sins besides Allah? They remembered Allah, sought forgiveness and stopped the bad. Allah says, those, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. For those people is forgiveness from their Lord. Wajannat, and paradise. For who? Those who committed wrong but quickly sought the forgiveness of Allah. Those who made a mistake and said, oh Allah, I made a blunder. I didn't do this. And I've been saying this throughout Ramadan because this is a powerful month. Oh Allah, I did not sin against you out of defiance. I acknowledge all your rules, all your regulations, and I know they are the truth, and I know that's the only way to salvation, and I know that's the only way to success. But oh Allah, I committed a sin out of human weakness. I'm not going to go around confessing my sin to another creature of yours. I'm telling you, and I confess, Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayhi wa abu'u bi dhanbi. Oh Allah, I admit and I acknowledge your favor upon me and I acknowledge my sin. فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. So forgive me, O Allah, because there is none to forgive me besides you. Who is the owner of forgiveness? Is it not Allah? How many times in the Quran does Allah tell you, I am the most forgiving, the most merciful? Different wordings. In one verse, Allah says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. I am definitely oft forgiving. You know, ghaffar is a quality of Allah. Not just ghafoor. Ghafoor is a brilliant quality of the mercy of Allah. Ghaffar is a repetitive of the same. Repeat. Allah says again and again and again. For as long as you do good deeds and you turn back to Allah and you are rightly guided. But what is the problem? I started off with a verse and I want to end with the same verse. I started off with a verse reminding us of where we came from. The problem is, Allah uses the word, فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُّبِينٌ. Man was a droplet, and now suddenly he's arguing. Oh, you want to argue? Subhanallah. That is the problem. When you do not acknowledge the hukum and the law of Allah, it becomes different. Because when you know I'm supposed to be doing 5 salah, and you are weak in it, it does not take you out of the fold of being a submitter. But when you are denying that there's 5, you have a problem. Halal is halal, haram is haram. If it is as clear as daylight, mentioned powerfully, and you know it's part of your faith, just consider it that. You can't come and say, well, you know, pork is haram, but you know, this pork comes from... Where does it come from? Where does it come from? Say, look, it's wrong, it's bad. Alcohol is alcohol, it's haram, intoxicant, haram, haram. Be it weed or feed, it's all the same. Allah grant us ease. Wallahi, my beloved youngsters, if you don't acknowledge that something is wrong, you're not going to change. When you acknowledge it's wrong, you will change. A person who's drinking and justifying it, hey, we heard Allah's forgiving, man. Laylatul Qadr, whole night I was awake, I didn't drink. What type of nonsense is that? You cannot justify something. You can't say, Allah is forgiving, therefore I'm going to do this. No! Allah is forgiving, therefore I'm ashamed that I'm thinking of this, I'm not going to do it. Subhanallah. So a person who's consuming alcohol or doing something haram, gambling, and the list is endless, pornography, whatever it may be, don't justify. Tell yourself, this is wrong, it ought to stop. Oh Allah, forgive me, strengthen me, make me from among the true believers. But oh Allah, I know that this is the rule I'm supposed to follow, and I submit, even though I have wronged myself. That is better than one who is khaseem. One who comes up and argues, no, why is it haram? How can it be haram? I had a brother the other day, a few months back, he tells me, you know, orange juice. I said, yes. He said, you squeeze the orange and put it in the fridge. I said, yes. He said, the following day, you test how much alcohol is in there. I said, what are you trying to get at? He said, but there's a little bit of alcohol in there. I said, my brother, the hadith tells you, whatever causes intoxication in large quantities, even a small quantity, is haram. If you have this orange drink and you're drinking it, if you happen to drink a liter, 2 liters, and suddenly you start seeing stars, you must know that now then it's reached a stage where it's wrong. Even one drop of it was wrong. But if you left it overnight in the fridge and you drank the whole liter, nothing's going to happen. Allah has not mandated you to come and take a little test every time you remove, extract the juice. Because as soon as the juice is extracted, it probably starts fermenting. But very minutely small, perhaps. But you still admit that intoxicants are haram. They are. My brothers and sisters, when we start arguing to justify something, we're going to have a problem. Especially that which is as clear as daylight. 5 pillars of Islam. A person says, I haven't yet been for Hajj. You say, why? Hey, I'm young. Can you afford it? Yes. Are you able and capable? Yes. In that case, Allah has decided that you should go. You should apply. You should try in the case of what we have become now. You have to apply. You have to try. Your name might not come through except after a year or two. Some people a little bit more sometimes. But you have to apply and try. Because if you were to pass away without that pillar of Islam, only Allah knows what's going to happen. So as I said, I'd end on that verse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to witness Laylatul Qadr. May Allah make us from those whose hearts soften towards Him. May Allah make us from the lovers of the Qur'an. May Allah make us from the lovers of the Qur'an in a way that we love not only to listen to it, but to read it. And not only to read it, but to understand it. And not only to understand it, but to put into practice. And not only to put into practice, but to convey to others as well. Allahu Akbar. That's the Qur'an. May Allah make us true torchbearers and flag bearers. And may Allah grant us a goodness and the ability to respect one another. Learn to love one another. When you look at another person, how do you feel? That determines your condition and your connection with Allah. You look at someone else, different color, different race perhaps, different financial standing perhaps, different level of education perhaps, whatever else it may be. How's your heart? How's your heart? Does it feel a connection? Does it feel love? Does it feel some form of empathy? Does it feel some form of, you know, relation? Do you care for the person? If something were to happen to them, what would you do? When the hadith says that true believers are like one body, a part of it is aching, paining, the whole body is struggling. And the hadith says we are like supposed to be like a wall. Each brick is holding the other. Take out one brick and the wall becomes weak. A few bricks, the wall drops. In this ummah, we need to understand our strength is in our togetherness, and the problem is we don't have it as much as we ought to today. Small matters, and we are looking for issues that divide us. That's not the way it should be. We should look for issues that bring us together. There will be differences. There have been differences from the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, my brothers and sisters. Learn to love one another and respect one another. Read Surah Al-Hujurat. It will change your life. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness, and may Allah Almighty bless us all. Indeed, as our beloved Sheikh said a few moments ago, I was in this masjid exactly 20 years ago when I led the entire Taraweeh, including the Isha and the Witr, and delivered a talk the entire month. That was exactly 20 years ago. The first time I ever led Taraweeh was exactly 34 years back. Subhanallah. So it brings back a lot of memories to be in this community, even though it's just for a day. And mashallah, I ask Allah Almighty to make this masjid and this center a beacon of light for the deen of Allah. And similarly, all other centers, may Allah strengthen us. People are entering Islam on a daily basis. The difficulty is the born Muslims do not appreciate their deen sometimes. Because they were born into it. Understand. Allah says in the Quran, He can replace you at any time. Replace you with someone else. I told one person who refused to do something that Allah had ordained, that your refusal resulted directly in 10 other people adopting it by the will and power of Allah. Because He says that. We replace you. So don't think I'm going to refuse. Don't be a khasim. Don't start arguing about it. Just say, you know what, I'm weak, inshallah, I'm going to get there. And I love the fact that Allah has granted me this guidance. May Allah bless you all. Aqulu qawli hadha. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.